So let's, real quick, for another fun segment, let's talk about the Ouija board. Supposedly powered by the devil and or otherworldly creatures. By worldly creatures, I don't mean aliens this time. I mean spirits, demons, whatever you're trying to summon. Have any of my listeners played with the Ouija board? Have any of my listeners also gotten their tarot cards read? I have done both by a very trusted friend, one of my bitches. We got into doing this in the dorms. because he does this kind of shit, and I trust his readings, and he's kind of like the only person I would honestly trust doing the Ouija board with. Obviously, if you are going to do the Ouija board, let me just say some words of advice. Lighting a white candle is a good start. Cover any windows or mirrors. That is usually pretty good because you don't want to open a portal. And I know that is a lot. That's like some white people shit. That's what they do because they don't know how to play with the board. And then they end up opening portals and summoning demons and like getting possessed and shit. If you want to play with the board, play safely. I would also say don't taunt it. Be really specific on who you want to talk to. And if whoever you are talking to is saying rude shit like fuck you and other things, just politely tell them that you would wish to talk to somebody else because you don't want to talk to somebody like that. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Don't be aggressive. Just stand your ground. Like I said, I would only do it with trusted people who know what the fuck they're doing. My bitch knows what the fuck he is doing. I would not play with other people because I don't trust them. I would highly suggest that you don't try to summon demons. I mean, if you're going to try to summon demons, that's all to you. I'm going to assume if you're trying to summon demons, you would probably burn a red or black candle. You might draw the pentagram. You might do some crazy shit. Always say thank you. Always say thank you. Cards or board, say thank you to whoever you were talking to. Don't be a rude bitch. I'll highly, highly recommend doing that. You don't want to piss things off. I say things because I don't know what you're talking to. Take what the board is saying with a grain of salt. Because according to the board, I was supposed to be dating somebody in June, July, and it didn't happen, but I may have also messed something up. It got close. There was a time where we got really close, and I was like, oh, finally, but I fucked up. That's always kind of the problem. I fuck up. So that may have been on my ground. That may have been my fault, so the reason why that may not have happened may have totally been my fault. I like to hear other people's experiences. If things go crazy, the lights flicker. Let me tell you about a lesson of experience. Being the good Catholic girl that I am, the board still honestly kind of freaks me out, to be honest. After I've played with it, I don't really want to sleep in the dark. But my friend also lives in the middle of nowhere, and it's kind of creepy, and I don't want his Annabelle doll to get me. Indeed, he does have an Annabelle doll, and it's freaky as shit. Last time we played with the board, apparently she was making the lights flicker, and it was storming outside, so that didn't make me feel a hell of a lot more comfortable. Tell you what, kind of creepy, and apparently that doll, Miss Annabelle, Annabelle 2.0, took out the doll, the eye of the other doll, of the other porcelain doll. So I did not feel very comfortable with that because I was like, if she takes out my eye, I'm gonna freak out. I definitely do think that inanimate objects, quote unquote, inanimate objects do have a life of their own. I think it's very possible to possess inanimate objects. We've all seen Chucky. I also just have this weird thing where I literally do think, like, inanimate objects. Like, I think they have feelings. Not, like, on a crazy level, but on a crazy level, I do think they do. And sometimes, like, I feel really bad for them. And sometimes, especially if they've been in a closet and stuff, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. You guys have been put away. It's dark in here. Like, I'm so fucking sorry. You know, my bitch destroyed one of my puppies that I got. And mind you, not, like, a live puppy, but the puppy's name was Butterscotch, and I gave it to him. Soft and fuzzy puppy that I had for years, and my auntie bought it for me, and I, you know, I gave him this stuffed puppy, Butterscotch, golden retriever, and it got destroyed. He killed it. Supposedly his friend's dogs killed it, or whatever. Either way, I'm still really upset about that, because, like, you know, I feel like he killed my puppy, and I'm still mad about that. I'm not even, like, a dog person, but he killed my stuffed puppy. My stuffed animal, and I'm still really pissed off about it. Like, honestly, it's one of the things that, like, really upset me, because it hurt me, because I was like, I gave you something warm and fuzzy, and you literally destroyed it. I was devastated. Let's be honest, I was devastated. Not like he's really ever made up for it either. So, yeah. But Annabelle. And it's so funny, because I finally just saw Annabelle, like, last night, the night before, like, the movie, you know? And a quick backstory about Annabelle before I talk about my whole last experience about the board last time. Apparently she's a Raggedy Ann doll. Like, a legit Raggedy Ann doll. The Annabelle you see in the movie is made to be a lot creepier. She's portrayed as something creepy. But the fact that the actual Annabelle's a Raggedy Ann doll, to me, makes it a lot more horrifying. Because, you know, Raggedy Ann's cute. It's kind of like It and then the remake. You know, like, the simplicity of the makeup in the original is kind of what added to the horror, because he's not really supposed to look scary. He's a clown. And just like the thing with Annabelle, I feel like her terror is much more intensified because she is a Raggedy Ann doll. And I think that's kind of more horrifying, that if you think about this Raggedy Ann doll just, like, possessing people, and, well, she didn't possess anybody per se, but, you know, she did a lot of whack-ass shit, that I'm not really cool with. My friend's Annabelle doll, she has created Annabelle doll. She looks creepy as fuck, because he painted her and, like, made her hair stick up. It's kind of horrifying, but also horrifying is the real Annabelle, which is a true story, by the way. She does exist, and she really is in a glass case that is apparently blessed supposedly twice a month, and so are all the other things in the Lorraine, whatever her last name is, collection. Really interesting, to be honest. So, like I said before I got sidetracked, last time when we were playing with the board, the lights did flicker. It did tell us goodbye a couple of times, just because I may have doubted its knowing power, just because I asked some questions like, why wasn't that bitch my boyfriend months ago? You know, stupid shit like that. I don't usually ask it super crazy questions, but apparently, Miss Nightmare might be a mommy, according to the board and cards. Apparently, that is going to be a thing, and I'm like, how so? I'm on, the birth control. But, as Mr. Malcolm says, a life finds a way. we'll find out about that, but, usually I will tell you guys that, it's not really a great sign if it shows up in both the cards and the board, and they both say about the same thing. So on one hand, I'm like, ha 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 ha, what a joke, what a joke that I will be preggers, I will get knocked up by the one and only, and I'm like, It has jokes. They both had jokes, and I'm like, how hilarious. Do I personally believe I will? No, not really. Sometimes I believe the board? Sure, sometimes. But on the other hand, I try not to really give into it like that. For me personally, the board and the cards are just something fun. I take it with a grain of salt, or at least I try to. And honestly, sometimes I forget what they said anyways. I don't really, you know, remember what all is said. But, I thought that was quite hilarious. Like, oh, haha. I've never really wanted to be a mommy, like, ever. Ever. Never ever, because I've never been mommy material, so I'm like, huh, no. How about not? I think not. You know, I really would like to hear some other people's, like, experiences with it. I need people to call in who have had their cards read, who have played with the board. What are the type of questions you ask of the board? Did you ask who you were going to get married to? Did you try to summon a demon? Did you try to talk to, like, dead relative? Did it work? Did some weird shit happen? Did you not close the board properly? Did you open a portal? I'd like to know. Did the board tell you were going to get knocked up? And if so, did you? Do you indeed have a child now? Because, you know, it's just interesting to hear what it wants to say. You know, sometimes the board fucks with you. I don't totally think it was fucking with me, but on the other hand, I'm like, ha, you were totally fucking with me. There's no way that's gonna happen. Like, no way. That will not happen. The Nile is not just a river in Egypt. I will say that, but I also don't realistically think that I'm gonna be coming back here and say, well, whoop-de-fucking-do, I guess I got knocked up. I guess we'll find out about that last part, but I don't personally really believe it. But, yeah, I need some answers. Well, I need some call-ins, because I need some good conversation about it. I need to know. Who else has done the board? Who else has done the cards? Do you read cards? Do you play the board? Can you do it well? Are you truly experienced, or are you just like a novice for it? Anyways, tell me, let me know.